Thank you very much, and I would like at this point to thank everyone who has intervened in this very, very rich discussion, and beginning with, of course, the President of the Council and the High Commissioner, our panelists, and our 21 speakers. And I'd like to give particular thanks to the members of the core group. I'm not going to summarize in detail. I think we've had a wide ranging discussion, but I think that everyone has been quite clear that effective access to justice systems is central to democratic governance and essential to building resilient and rights-based societies. But it's also been clear that the justice gap is wide and that it's particularly important to ensure the inclusion of those who may be marginalized or excluded in many societies. We've heard about women and girls, indigenous communities, and others. And we see that that justice gap, which has been exacerbated by COVID, is caused by structural obstacles in many places to access to justice, but also often by deep-seated discrimination. And all of this reduces trust in societies. I think everybody has in one way or another, stressed the importance of accountable and trusted legal and judicial institutions, and that judicial institutions must have people at the center, be inclusive, independent, and respectful of the human rights of all. But at the same time, I think we've heard about a number of promising innovations at the national level, particularly in the area of technology, though I think we must recall what has been said by many, including our special rapporteur, about the danger of widening the digital divide. So we have to embrace the technology, but carefully, but also innovations that can give greater access to vulnerable groups, and innovations that can incorporate customary and informal justice systems. And all of this can lead to greater legal empowerment and to greater transparency and accountability. So I very much hope that we may hear more such innovations in our coming sessions, and that these may together help to restore the social contract as called for by the Secretary General in our common agenda. So I want to thank you all for your participation this morning. We will continue the discussions this afternoon at 3 p.m. and we will consider item 3 of the agenda, which will look at the issue of equality in access to justice. So I think it will continue a lot of the themes that we have begun this morning. I would like to thank the interpreters for their assistance at our meeting. And I declare closed the first meeting of this session of the forum. Thank you all very much.